Okay. We are on Daf
Mem something on base.
Mem on base.
Okay, thank you.
And on Mem Hema base, we are at where it says Rabbi Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmi, almost at the end of the page. It is
Rabbi Chunav, 1, 2, 3, 4,
8, 9 lines from the bottom.
Yeah, 9 lines from the bottom. First word in line is Chuna. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Chuna b'shem said name Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Meir hoya oimer. Rabbi Meir used to say, Sofin Tluya b'shari Mos Hashana. This consists with what we learned in the name of Rabbi Meir yesterday, that you can always, that Tluya is the same thing as Tmeo, and you can burn it even the rest of the year, not just in Erev Pesach. The Tani we learned Truma Tluya, if you have a batch of Truma Tluya, and the next word should be Antahoira, Sarfinosan, you can burn them Erev Shabbos Imcha Sheikha. You can burn them Erev Shabbos, would just be when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. You burn them Erev Shabbos just before nightfall, Divrei Meir. You say you leave them till tomorrow morning. So ask the Gemara. Vyithra Shachris. Now the Gemara's kasha is, if you hold it, you can burn it the rest of the year, so why don't you burn it that morning? Why have to wait till nightfall? Just burn it that morning. It's Tulia, burn it that morning. Says the Gemara, Tipater Bishni Satsav Lunasorav. So about a lazy bum. He forgot to do it that morning. That's why we tell him, well, at least do it just before Shabbos begins, because when Shabbos begins, it's too late, right? Tedel Choshukate. You should know that, you should know that this is true. The Tani Tmeo. It says that also there that you burn Tmeo just before nightfall. But lo b'nishad lo b'shenitzatzav lo sara. Tmeo, there's certainly no reason to wait. It must be a better case where you were lazy and hadn't burned it till then. So at least you should burn it right before nightfall. Amar Rabbi Abba Mori Achoid Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Abba Mori, the brother of Rabbi Yossi, so gave an alternate eretz. He said, "Tipotish Shenol Otuva Bosesha." The reason why he waited just before nightfall, he should be able to burn it earlier. The reason why he's waiting is because Shenol Otuva Bosesha, it only became tame right then. Therefore, from there we do not derive anything, meaning it's entirely possible that you, the rest of the year could burn it also. No matter when, it became Tluya. Here you waited to right before nightfall, only because that happens to be when it became Tome. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Shimon, Shneim Ramu Davrechot. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon both said the same thing. Now, Rabbi Yoshua is Rabbi Yoshua who says in the first Mishnah that you can reveal a barrel which became Tliya, but do not destroy it, do not ruin it. And Rabbi Shimon both said the same thing. Now, what's Rabbi Shimon? It's not a Rabbi Shimon which we've seen yet. Rabbi Shimon here, although we did mention Rabbi Shimon yesterday, which said that an Erev Pesach, you burn Tomei and Toli together, but that's not the Rabbi Shimon we're referring to here. We're mentioning the Rabbi Shimon. We're referring to the Rabbi Shimon who holds in Masechta Bechoros that if you have a Bechor which is going to die unless you let its blood, you're allowed to bloodlet it. Even though that bloodletting might cause it to be have a mum. So here we see a parallel, the Gemara says, that in both cases we see that since there is a problem, one is allowed to exacerbate the problem. In the case of Truma, since it got a suffix Truma, one can exacerbate the problem by leaving it in a revealed or perilous place. And over there, in the case of the Bechor, since he has the perilous problem, which requires bloodletting, one is allowed to exacerbate the problem, even though that may well lead to making a mum, and then, in that case, it'll become Ois Bechor, no longer can be sacrificed, nonetheless you're allowed to let its blood. Rabbi Yilo said, and we're in the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yilo said, Rabbi Yoshua de Tumos, Rabbi Shimon de Bechoros, that Rabbi Yoshua of Tumos which you mentioned, Rabbi Shimon of Bechoros which you mentioned, Lo Hadein Mo de Ledein, it could be that neither Rabbi Yoshua agrees to Rabbi Shimon, Lo Hadein Mo de Ledein, And nor does Rabbi Shimon concede to Rabbi Yoshua. How so? Could be Rabbi Yoshua didn't allow you to go and do a maisa to an animal. All he allowed you to do was cause some problem to become exacerbated by revealing the barrel, but not to do a direct deed. So who says he concedes to Rabbi Shimon? And not vice versa either.
Directly to the object,
right. Could be Rabbi Shimon only allowed it over there because otherwise the animal was going to kick the proverbial bucket. But by us, where the truma is only a suffix right now, right, it's not a definite the danger, so perhaps Rabbi Shimon would not agree that you're allowed to diminish your safeguarding of the truma. Rabbi Zira said, Mistaba, nevertheless, it makes sense to say, Rabbi Shimon, Boydel, Rabbi Yeshua, now in the Yerushalmi, in Yerushalmi's inimitable fashion, that means it makes sense to say that Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon. Even though the exact Hebrew words mean that Rabbi Shimon concedes to Rabbi Yeshua. What it means is, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua concedes to him. Okay, so it's like this, okay? It makes sense to say that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua concedes to him. In other words, by Bechor is no choice. So logic dictates Rabbi Yeshua will agree to Rabbi Shimon, you can bloodlet the Bechor, right? Whereas, Rabbi Yeshua, lo modil Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon will not concede to him. In other words, Rabbi Shimon will not concede that here, by Truma, you can allow it to become revealed, because here, there is a choice. Maybe it's not Tome, so Lee can maintain proper safeguarding. Okay? Rabbi Bun Barchia, Ba Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Bun Barchia, that's for Rabbi Zira. Al Daitcha, according to you. Oh, come on. Took me a long time to figure that out. You're saying not make any sense?
You know, what makes more sense is to say that Rabbi Shimon would be motivated to Rabbi Yeshua because you're doing an indirect action. And Rabbi Yeshua would not necessarily be motivated to Rabbi Shimon because it's a more direct action to the object.
That was the previous opinion.
Yeah.
He disagrees.
I understand that.
Rabbi Zira disagrees. He holds that it's because since the Bechor is going to drop, the overriding spore is that if you don't bloodlet the Bechor, it's going to drop dead. So everybody's going to agree. Why lose the Bechor? That's the bottom line. So that's what his perspective is. Okay, even though it's a direct Maisa. Right, it's not looking at the Quad. Well, you're really looking at the direct Groma aspect, right? Which is more dimensional. They say it doesn't matter, because ultimately the animal's value, life is paramount. Okay, if you don't, a dead Bechor does nobody any good. So better to have a live Bechor with a Mum than to have a dead Bechor. Okay? So Rabun Barakhiya Bokum Rabbi Zira. Rabun Barakhiya asked for Rabbi Zira. Al Daitcha, according to you, the Tamar, that you said Rabbi Shimon, Yoidel Rabbi Yeshua, then Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon. Vatina, then we learn Moidim Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Then we learn that both Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold Shesorfin Zulatzma Vezulatzma. If you have Truma, which is Chometz, and what some of it is Kluya, and some of it is Tamea, right? Oh, is it Kluya and Tamea? No, Tamea and Tahora. So the halacha is, if you have some of the Truma is Torah and some of it is Tomei, and it's Erev Pesach, now this is Erev Pesach right before midday, when we burn Chometz, modern. So Moner Elezer Yeshua is a servant Zulatzma. You burn the Tahar Truma by itself, and you burn the Tomei Truma by itself. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. V'yisov shteim kachas. If you're saying that Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon, that wherever something is going to be completely lost if you don't do something to it, so we're allowed to bend the rules and bloodlet by Bechor. So here too, let's bend the rules. And anyway, imminently, they're both going to be lost, right? Because imminently, they're going to become us because they're chometz, right? So what the heck? Burn them both together. Why could you burn them both together? So Amalei, so it's true. If it was up to me, I would say a very big chiluk. Because thereby, Bechor was saving the Bechor by doing this. So that's why it's permitted to do something, even though it will cause a mum and ultimately rid the Bechor of its status. But here, by burning true on Erev Pesach, so, you know, what are we gaining? We're not gaining anything by doing that. We're eradicating the Truma. So therefore, perhaps, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you can't burn the Truma together, the Tamei and the Torah. But the Mordechai doesn't give that answer. Amalei, so he says, Tamon, over there, by Erev Pesach, Tohoyra Yidvar Torah. Midaraisa, it's Torah until nightfall. meaning midaraisa, you can eat the chametz until mamish nighttime, right? The extra 6 hours only the rabbanon, so therefore it ain't over yet midaraisa. Hi, midarabbanon. Yeah, the chametz before the 6 hours is the rabbanon. It's a special din the rice. If you're shechting korban pesach, you're not allowed to have any chametz in your house, but not that the chametz itself is also. You made a gezerah, you mean the rabbis, to burn it. So therefore, just because you're a gezerah doesn't mean that it's really completely lost and gone. So therefore, in that case, you have to burn it separately, the Torah from the Tomei. So that's my mekomakom. Wait a minute. Granted, it's a gezerah d'rabbanan, but the gezerah d'rabbanan brings in another issue here. Lo nifsla besach hadas. Once Truma is not properly safeguarded, it becomes possible in a psul called Hesech Hadas, where it's not being safeguarded properly. You have been distracted from it. So, V'lochein Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan say, Hesech Hadas Var Torah, Hesech Hadas is the Var Torah, that if you're not shomer properly, it's also mido raisa. And where do we see that? We see this here in the case of the second barrel. A barrel of truma that will immediately fall into a lower wine press, which is tamei, we said you're even allowed to put into tamei kalim. Why is that? So the Gemara says, interesting, svara chavishnia is like Rabbi Meir, who says tahira. In other words, that there you're allowed, since imminently the stuff is going to fall anyway, right? It's truma is going to fall to lower wine press, which is tamei. So a mayor allows you to put it into tamei kalim because it's already like hesach hadas. You're already distracted from it because it's imminently going to lose its whole status anyway. So we see here that midaraisa loses its status, and similarly,
we're suggesting that that's the score of mayor.
Right. And that's why, according to me, you can burn tomato with Torah on Erev Pesach. I forgot to mention that. That's why on Erev Pesach, you can burn together Toli and Tomei. So in any event, Toli and Tohar or Tomei and Tohar.
I'm just saying that it's going to be lost anyway in a moment. What's the difference?
Right. And now it's really in a new score of Hesech Hadas. The distraction makes the Tomei. Okay, or makes the tummy the rice even. So, and similarly, Achusa Sadan Krebi Shimon Teira. Interestingly enough, the Yerushalmi draws the parallel between this case by Truma and the case of Bechor. And says the reason Rabbi Shimon's matir is an amazing Yerushalmi parallel. And the reason Rabbi Shimon's matir to put a movement to the Bechor and bloodletting is because there was Hesech Hadas on this Bechor. Right, because once it has a disease, so you do not focus on it as a Bechor anymore. She says in a very extraordinarily strange svara to apply to Bechor, because Bechor, by something which has to do with Tuma and Tara, then Hesech Hadas is an issue. If you don't safeguard, it's going to become Tomei. But by Bechor, it's not a Tuma and Tara issue. It's a live animal. It's not getting Tomei, right? Yet nonetheless, the Yerushalmi says that it's comparable, that there, because you're Mesiach Das, that's why you're allowed to put the movement to it. Okay, so all this is part of Akasha. The more it's because it's all a build up to Akasha. Again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, why, if it's right before nightfall, am I not allowed to burn? No, I'm sorry. Why, if it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, why, if it's right before the sixth hour, am I not allowed to burn the Torah with the Tmeah? It should be possible because of Hesech Hadas, because I'm getting distracted from it. It's going to be also different midrabanan, and that of itself should make it Hesech Hadas to Raisa, and should be a possible. On Marley, so he said a fascinating thing. You know what? By Chometz, to the last possible moment, you're Meshamer it. You watch it. Why are you watching it? Shumeshamer Shlo Tiga Betaros Acheros. You're watching that it shouldn't touch anything else which is Torah. In other words, there's two types of shmira. Sometimes you show me something positively. Sometimes you show me something negatively. Sometimes you show me the truma because you want to keep it Torah. Here you'd be show me the truma because you want to keep it away from anything which is not chometz. You want to keep your chometz away from your not chometz. So until the last possible moment, it's until it's burnt up. It's never ever Hesech Hadas, because you're constantly safeguarding to keep it far away from your regular good food. So therefore, You can't burn it together with Tomei, because in and of itself never became fully Tomei. Hose Rabbi Yitzchak Berei de Rabbi Chia Kesuva. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Chia, the scribe. Do you have the word Kesuva there? What?
Beruba.
Beruba, okay. Nobody knows exactly what Beruba means. So that's why some people change it to Rabbi Chia Ruba, because Rabbi Chia the Great was called Rabbi Chia Ruba. But he brings down here that we don't know, we didn't know any son of Rabbi Chia Ruba whose name is Rabbi Yitzchak. No, there was no such person that we know of. So therefore we assume it's Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Chia Kesuva, the scribe, who used to write. So he said, so let's take this further. What about if Taki, you're burning the Truma on Erev Pesach? You're ready in the process of burning. Is that Hesach Hadas? At that point, can you mix the Tomei and Torah stuff? Yes, Kshayit Nena. When he puts it on the coals, then Taka at that point is already considered to be Hesach Hadas, and then you can mix the Tomei and Torah stuff together.
So are we still left with the theory of Hesach Hadas by Bechoros?
Yeah. We never fell off of it. Amazing thing. Right. We're going to see a couple of other amazing things in this regard. Amar Rabbi Mani L'Rabbi Simi. Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Simi, Atun Omin, you said, Yodei, now there's a typo. It should not be Rabbi Elezer, but it should be Rabbi Shimon. Okay? You see, you have a Reish Aleph, right, Rabbi Elezer? It's supposed to be Reish Shin, Rabbi Shimon. Yodei Rabbi Shimon, L'Rabbi Yeshua, you said that Rabbi Yeshua concedes to Rabbi Shimon. I got a problem with this. I feel Rabbi Yeshua lays who Rabbi Yeshua. Even Rabbi Yeshua is not Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning I have a contradiction internally in Rabbi Yeshua. I have a problem with Rabbi Yeshua internally. Because Rabbi Shimon says, the same Rabbi Shimon who says, you cannot burn Tomei and Tor together, holds you can burn Tomei and Toli together. You can't burn Tomei and Tor Truma together. You can't burn Tomei and Toli together. It's a contradiction. Why is Toli any worse than Tor? If you can't burn Tor with Tomei, well, how can you burn Toli with Tomei? Amalei, so he said, Tanoinin. They're machlokas Tanoim. Ha'ach Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'atamon Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Tzudim and Tanoim, who have different versions in Rabbi Yeshua. Now this Rabbi Yossi, this Rabbi Shimon, are not Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon by us, or Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon by there the Gemara Pesachim. We're just going to ignore it because we're not learning it right now. But the bottom line is that you're right. There are two different Gersos, Rabbi Yeshua. What are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to burn the Tomei with the Tor, or you're not allowed to burn Toli with Tor? And we're going to leave that alone. Go on to the next issue. Says in the first barrel case, a barrel which is suffering tumah occurred, don't do anything to it, just leave it. Okay? Don't reveal it, don't cover it, just leave status quo. Tamatina, let's take that further and plug it into our comparison to Bechor. Bechor shach sodam, a Bechor which is seized by blood, meaning it needs its blood let. Okay? Afilu meis, even if the Bechor is going to drop dead, and Makizin lo sodam, you can't let its blood. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, you let it drop dead. Chachamim say you can't let its blood, but you have to make sure not to let it get a mum in the process. Rabbi Yehuda, if you did make a mum, so we fine you, and we say, if you can't regard it as chulin based on that mum, and you can't shecht it as chulin until it gets another mum. Rabbi Shimon, who's the sheet of which we already saw, Oimer, says, Yakis, you may let its blood. Vava pisho is a b'mum, even though you're making a movement it as a result. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Neir Lezer made a direct comparison between all three of the opinions in our Mishnah and the three opinions there. He said, Asya de Rabbi Yehuda Kram Gamliel. That Rabbi Yehuda said, don't touch it. If it dies, it dies. That's a Kram Gamliel. In our Mishnah says, if you have a suffix tumah on the truma, leave status quo. Don't do anything with it. Don't exacerbate. Don't diminish. Don't do anything. Udrabbanan, and the rabbis over there would say you're allowed to let its blood, but you have to be careful, meticulous, not to make a mum. Rabbi Eliezer, it's like Rabbi Eliezer who says in our Mishnah that if a suffix tumor occurred to truma, then you have to make sure to safeguard it. Increase its safeguard. Don't diminish the safeguard, increase the safeguard. So to there he holds, they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you have a problem with the Bechor, let its blood, but you can't have to make sure not to make a moment. With Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Yoshua, as we mentioned before, that the two shittas may well go hand in hand, that since it's a case where there is a loss, you're allowed to exacerbate that loss and even let its blood in a way, which may potentially give it a mum. You don't have to be worried about that. Just like over here, you're allowed to reveal the barrel which got the suffix tum on it. Vatanya, didn't we learn? Wait a minute. How can you compare the two? Vatanim Shem Rabbi Shimon. Yaki, Zavi Shumiskavin, Latsus Bomum. There's bites which goes even further. It says you can let the blood and make a mum intentionally at that point. It's like once you're allowed to let the blood, you're even allowed to make a mum. Now that's certainly not like Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah just said you can reveal the barrel. It didn't say you can actually be matame it. So how can you compare the two? Rabbi Shimon. Does it say in your Gemara Rabbi Yeshua? No, it's Rabbi Shimon there. So the question is, how does Rabbi Shimon square away with that with Rabbi Yeshua anymore? If this brights the name Rabbi Shimon, which goes much further and says you can even intentionally make a move in the bloodletting process, that's not like Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah.
Although it's certainly consistent with what Shimon said before.
Yeah, but before he just said if you make a move, you make a move, nishkeferlich. Now he's going even further, he'd say you can mamish make a move. Okay? So it says more asik Rabbi Yeshua achri achraya. That's going like the best second barrel. Because in the second barrel, we're going to say in Rabbi Yeshua that a barrel of truma that will imminently fall to a lower wine press, which is tamei. Rabbi Yeshua there says you can't put it to tamei kalim, so you can be mamish metamei it. So that's like this. Rabbi Shimon says you can mamish put a mum in this animal by letting its blood if it's sick enough that it needs bloodletting. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, kumi Rabbi Zira. Right, Boom Brachi wanted to say for everybody's here, you know what? I'm changing around that whole Mishnah in Bechoros. Tati Potter, Bekachim Shuchai Bachrius, and I want to say that Rabbi Shimon is not talking, I'll change around the Bryce actually. I want to say Bryce is not talking about by Bechor. By Chor, you're not allowed to put a Mum. Chas v'shol. It's talking about a Shlomim, a carbon, which already had a Mum. It had a Mum already. Mum number one already had. And it's a kachim shuchai bachriyusan. It's a kachim where it got a mum. Now you have to replace it. You have to redeem it and replace it. Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is allowing you in that case to make an additional mum in it. Now what's the chiddush? The chiddush has one mum already. It's possible you can make more mum in it, right? It already is a psuli hamukdashim. It's possible it can't be used from this bear. So
can you reread that last part? Because I don't think our Gemara's headed off. After you said first you said Vasik Rabbi Shimon Achraya.
Yeah.
Then after that starts
to Rabbi Shua Achraya.
Rabbi Shua Achraya, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me still look at that. We may involve Ralph, right?
Four lines from the back.
Okay, Vasik Rabbi Shua Achraya. Now Rabbi Avoh, you have Rabbi Avoh B'Shem Rishim and Lakish, right? You're missing a whole line here.
Right.
Okay? So the whole line you're missing is Am Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia said the name Rabbi Zira. Tipater, we're talking about a case B'Kachim Shuchai B'Achrayusan. Of Kachim where you're Chayiv and they're Achrayus. Meaning that you have to replace it because it got a mum and now the carbon has to be replaced. And that's Rabbi Shimon. That's the case Rabbi Shimon is talking about when he says you're allowed to make a mum in it. Now what's the chiddush? Because you can make a mum in it. Raise got a mum. Means really what it means is that
you gotta replace it anyway.
Right. That's why. So the chiddush is nonetheless, if you make an additional mum, you're diminishing its value, and it's got to be sold. Hektish is going to make money off this animal. They're going to sell it and make money, right? So therefore, the chiddush is that nonetheless I'm allowed to make another mum in it in order to let its blood, because after all, it's in danger now, so I'm allowed to let its blood. Okay? Rabbi Avoh B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, now back to what you have. Rabbi Shem Reish Logi said, time at Rabbi Yehuda, the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is the chsiv, it says, the Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to make a mum in a bechor, even if it's going to die. The Chassidus says, Chakis domo lo sochel. You're not allowed to eat its blood. Aloy tishpchenu kamayim, spill it on the ground. Loitati lecho domo el leshofcho. I never let you bloodlet it, I only let you spill its blood. What does spilling its blood mean? Slaughter. In other words, the only right you have to take out blood from a mechor is for the purpose of slaughter for eating. For any other purpose, tough luck. So that's why Rebbe says not allowed to bloodlet a mechor, even if it's going to die as a result. Mesav Rabbi Abba Mori. Rabbi Abba Mori reject this shita. Rabbi Abba Mori achid. Rabbi said for absuah mikdashim ksiv by animals which have movement ksiv. There too it says by now which is about mum, don't eat the blood, spill the blood on the ground like water. So there too you're gonna say that it comes to tell you that you cannot bloodlet, all you can do is eat it. Doesn't tell you that there. Nobody holds that an animal which is stama about mum, you can't let its blood. Of course you can. So therefore, if I can't make the drush over there, I can't make the drush over here either. So your drush of Rabbi Yehuda is not a valid drush. Now we're on the top of Memvavon base. Amar Rabbi Chia Barabba. Chia Barabba said, no, you know what? I have another alternate drush for that pasuk which it says by an animal which is ready about moon. I got another alternate drush for that. And that alternate drush will cover that case. You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you lahachshir isamris, that pasuk is telling us that blood is machshir zroim. If it falls on fruit, it makes the fruit royal kabel tuma. My,
we don't need this.
We don't have another pasuk for that.
How are all the liquids here? Dam, mayim.
No, they all have nipsukim, which teach you that they're like water.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no pasuk for dam.
No, this is it. Alert is prachenu kamayim. This is it. Rabbi, my machshir, mafta machshir. Just like water is machshir, so too blood is machshir. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said that ushneim mikra echad darshu. Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon who argue Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan will say you can make a can let blood, but you have to make sure not to make a mum. Shimon said you can let blood. But you have to, you don't have, and you don't even have to make sure you're not going to make a move. They both dash in the same pasuk. Tamim, yeah, an animal should be whole, l'chotzon, and that will be for desired by God. Kol mum le'ebo, and no mum will be in it. Rabbi Shimon Darash, Rabbi Shimon dash like this. B'shoshu l'chotzon, when it's going to be suitable to be sacrificed. You have to rashly dimbo mum. You know how to put a mum in it. However, b'shasha eino l'chotzon, when it's not going to be suitable for sacrifice, in other words, if it already has a mum, or if it's going to drop dead as a result of you not putting letting its blood, so then it's not going to be certainly going to be suitable. It's not going to be suitable korban. Ata rashly dimbo mum, then you're allowed to give mum. Put a moment in it. Rabbanan dar, you don't have these words, but Rabbanan darshe, Rabbanan give it to make the drasha. Kol mum liabo, afilu kula mum, even if it's completely mummified, meaning it's going to drop dead because of its condition, yatzar rashali tembo mum, you have to be meticulously careful not to put in it another mum afterwards. Okay? So they don't go as far as Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to spill its blood for any purpose except shchita. You're allowed to bled its blood, but you have to be meticulously careful not to make a mum as a result. Okay. Now, the truth is I should go back to the Mishnah and read the Mishnah again, even though we read it yesterday through and through. But I'm not going to go back to the Mishnah. Okay? Let's go further. Rabbi Chama Barukva, Mr. Zug, you have the place? I mean, we're at Memvavon base, and we're at the dot, which is 3, 6, 8 lines down. Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, B'shem Rabbi Yisrael China said, now this is going back on our Mishnah, on the second barrel. The second barrel, you have the Truma barrel, which is on the top of the wine press. And it's going to immediately fall into lower wine press, which is Tomei. So it said there that like Rabbi Meir, you can even put it to Tomei Kalim in order to save it. Now, Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yosef Rechina said, what about a Kli Shetocho tar. You have a vessel whose inside is tar. V'acharav tmeim, but its outside is tamei. One of those kelim which are tamei because they came into contact with mashkin. Right? We learned in brachas that a vessel which touches mashkin tmeim starts as tamei beverage will come tamei on the outside of the vessel, not the inside. Midrabanan. That's a kli cheres, right? There is such a thing, but we're talking about a kli cheres is not. I don't think it's metame migabo. Pretty sure about that. No. The outside doesn't become tummy. If the inside comes tummy through and through. The outside comes tummy. The outside only the outside cannot become tummy independently. 99% sure of that. This is only a din derabbanan by kalim which are not kli cheres. Okay, but you checked it up, see if I'm right or wrong about that. Okay, so in any event, Rabbi Chavisher and Rabbi Baruch Shem Rabbi Sechin said, Kli Shetocho Tor V'Chor Tzmeim, a Kli which is inside his Tor and the outside is Tomei, Eim Etamim Bo Dover Memuot. You're not allowed to use it to save the Truma in the upper, the upper barrel of Truma. Why? Because some of the Truma will inevitably touch the outside of the keli, and when it touches the outside of the keli, it becomes Tomei. Even though the majority of what you save is going to be on the inside, right? And that's going to remain Tor. And nonetheless, you know, I'll do it because of the drops which are going to start to touch the outside. So it's more, wait a minute. How can you say this? V'atina didn't learn a Mishnah. Keled v'titamei. You can even be metame and put into tame kalim. Oh, I'm sorry. Scratch that. V'atina didn't learn a Mishnah. Teged v'titamei v'itamena b'yodav. You're only not allowed to be metamed with your hands. Okay? We're not going Rabbi Yeshua now. Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to be. We're going Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, you let it go down and become Tameh. Don't be Metameh with your own hands. Okay? This is all Rabbi Yeshua, our chart. Eliezer says, let it go down, become Tameh. Don't be Metameh with your hands. Well, you're not being Metameh with your hands now. How's it becoming Tameh? By touching the outside of the Keli. Big deal. That's not what the Mishnah forbade. The Mishnah only forbade being Metameh directly with your own hands. Shmuel Brechia said, "Tipater." You should understand like this. It's a fascinating distinction. Rav Chaim Brook of Neim Rabbi Yisrael Chinah is talking about when you got shtei kelim, you got two vessels, one which is a big one, tocho tar. It's got an inside which is tar, v'achorav tov tmeim, and the outside is tummy. V'echad and another one which is smaller, tocho. Now the next word is a typo, tocho v'achorav torim. Both of it, both its inside and its outside are tar. So if you use the big keli, you're going to save much more truma. But some of it will drop on the outside of the keli and become tummy. If you use a smaller keli, you're going to save much less truma. But all of it will remain tar. So that Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hu says, use the smaller vessel, even though you'll be able to save less, because you will not be metame anything that way, even indirectly, because the outside of the keli is also tar. Madamasnisa. What our Mishnah is referring to is where you only have a kli echad tame, where you only have one keli and it's tame on the outside. Zentak, you have no choice. So then you go ahead and use it, right? Rabbi Mana said another interpretation. He says, Tipater, so that which Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hu said, not to use a vessel where the inside is tar but the outside is tame, is bevor tar. Is where if it falls down into the lower wine press, it'll fall into a bor which is tar. So therefore, it's true, it's going to make all the wine in lower press meduma, mixture of truma and chulin. But we'd rather that happen than some droplets go on the outside of the vessel and become tame as a result. Madamas Niso, that which our Mishnah is talking about, is talking about Bebor Tame, where the bor down below is altogether Tame. So therefore, whatever falls down into the bor, that's bad. It's going to become Tame. Not just Meduma is going to be created, but Tame is going to be created. So therefore, in that case, you should at least try and save what you can, and you should try to save what you can, even if you have to use a vessel, the outside of which is tummy. Vatnin, and asked the Gemara, how can you say such a dichotomy between whether we're talking about a case of tumah or not? Vatnin doesn't learn later in the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down a later case where it was oil. Oil fell. And there the chashash, the problem is not tumah, but rather if it falls, it's going to get absorbed in the ground. And once it gets absorbed in the ground, you won't be able to save it. Didn't we learn, let it go down and be swallowed. And you're not allowed to cause it to be absorbed with your hands. So the Gemara is asking, I forgot what the Gemara is asking. One second. Oh yeah, that there we allow you to use this vessel, the same vessel, the outside of which is tummy, in order to save the oil. Why? If the oil is not going to be tummy anyway, at worst, what's going to happen to the oil? It's going to get absorbed in the ground. Well, that's not kefir lach. We're not causing tumator to it. It's truma oil, which will get absorbed in the ground. It gets absorbed in the ground. Big deal. Why, in that case, do we allow you to use the vessel, the outside of which is tummy? So that's what I'll tell you why. Tipater learn, it's talking about the Mishnah, even by the oil, it's talking about a tumor issue. Shiniz gaugla beis hapras. The oil is falling into a place where there's a cemetery, a Suffolk cemetery. We don't know for sure, but bones have been discovered in the vicinity. So therefore, there is actually an issue, not just the oil getting absorbed and lost, but also becoming tummy. So there too, it's preferable that instead of the oil getting tummy, that you should save the oil, even a vessel the outside of which is tummy, as long as the inside of it is tar. Okay? Now, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shua argued. Rabbi Shua said in both these cases, you can even put the tummy kalim, right? Both the oil and by the wine. Because Rabbi Yeshua said, this is not the type of truma we're concerned in order to maintain a star. Why? Because it's getting lost anyway. It's going to get lost anyway. So what is, so when Rabbi Yeshua made the statement, Al Daitun the Chevraya, according to the Chevraya, who said that this whole second Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, right? And that's Rabbi Meir who holds that you're allowed to that which is imminently going to become tamei, or that which is a suffix tumah, or that which is tluya, or that which is imminently going to become tamei, they're all the same thing, it could burn them. So according to, if this Rabbi Meir named Rabbi Yeshua, so he means both Chavis Yishon and Chavis Shnia, they're not only in the second barrel can it just be metameid, but even in the first barrel. Although there, in the way the Mishnah said it, said reveal it, but don't be metameid, that's because there was a separate Tana according to the Chevraya. That was Rabbi Yossi who said, reveal it, but don't be metameid. But the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, that this is not the type of truma which you have to continuously safeguard, since that's Rabbi Meir named Rabbi Yeshua, he would even say that about the case of the first barrel. And he would say that even in the first barrel, which is Savi Tumakur, go ahead, just get rid of it, burn it, do whatever you want with it. Al-Daitid Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, who said that that's not true, that there's no dichotomy between Meir and Rabbi Yossi, he's the one who asked all the questions and said that it's all the same Mishnah consistently. So he says, so according to him, it's clear that this first barrel, which is Safek Tumah occurred, that even according that it's not a separate a Tana, but rather it is the same Tana, saying reveal, but don't be metameit. So what's the Zev Zeh that Rabbi Yeshua later on says you can be metameit and put it into tame buckets? So that's, he's going on Chavish Shal Yain v'Chavish Shal Shemen. It's only going on the Sefer, on the barrel of Truma that's imminently going to fall into somewhere tame anyway. Whether it's tumas based on pras, if it's oil, or the tumah of a lower wine press which contains tummy wine. So the in both those cases, though, since they're both going to fall into tummy, both in those cases, al-zeh, are both the wine and the oil, he says that you're allowed to use tummy kalim in order to stop it from getting mixed up with your chulin and ruining your chulin as a result.
But in the ratio, the reason why We're dealing with suffix tum. So are we saying that in the ratio he would still say you could actually cause?
Not could Rabbi Yossi Barzvido. Rabbi Yossi Damora holds that this is not a separate ton of the ratio, but rather, so it has to be consistent throughout. So he would say that the same Rabbi Yeshua, this is not a separate Rabbi Yeshua, rather the same Rabbi Yeshua said that in the two cases of the Sefer, where it's oil and wine, which are truma, which are going to fall into Tamei Chulin, that there you don't have to say the truma b'tahara, because eventually it's going to cause you great tzaris. Nonetheless, in the ratio, you would still say where there's no greater tzaris being caused, rather you have a battle which a suffix tuma has occurred, which stands on its own. So then he would say there, you cannot just go and be metameit, you have to maintain some degree of shmira on it. It's only a suffix tuma, and it's not endangering anything else. It's not falling into some other chulin thing. Okay? Now, we go on to the next part of the Mishnah. It said there that if you have, the next part of the Mishnah, It said there in the Mishnah, it said that if you have a bunch of loaves of Truma, and a goy comes and says, we want one of them. So the goy is going to be metamit. So we're not allowed to give him any of the loaves. He might take all of them as though being metamit, all of them. Yes, but we can't volunteer a loaf anyway. Can't volunteer a loaf. Not allowed to. So Sesmar, now we're on the second to last line of Memphis and Base. Lo mistabri im hoisa ben kikor tmeo. That's not true if one of them was tummy. If one of them is tummy, so give him the tummy truma. Okay? Don't be foolish. Similarly, it would say there if you have a bunch of women, and the goyim say, okay, we want one of them to rape him, rape the woman, so now to give any of the women. Hi, they all get raped as a result. Still, you can't give any of them. So lo mistabri moisa b'em shivcha. If one of them is a shivcha, and a shivcha is anyway permissible to a goy, right? Shivcha is allowed to have relations with the goy. So then you give the goy the shivcha to have relations with her. Okay, now, very important gemaras. Nothing to do with trumos. Very important. Tanya. Ready? Top of Mem Zayin Rav. Kill him. Min lav neftan arbeinu orgim as kuchim, going to kill all of you. Afilu kulam nerogin, even if all of them will be killed as a result, they're not allowed to give over even one Jewish soul to be killed. Let's say the Goyim said, we want specific one of you. We want Reuven. Sheva ben Bichri, such as the case where the Goyim would come and say, we want Sheva ben Bichri, the case of the chapter in Tanakh.
He was one who's already
didn't he saw. That's what I was going to say in a minute. So they give him Bayar Gukulam and they shouldn't all be killed. Idmar, we learned the big machlokas. Hashem Elokei Shomer, V'ushiachai Miso Kishem Bichri. Shem Bichri was already, he was a Murray B'machos, he rebelled against David HaMelech. So he was a doomed individual anyway. Only in that case do we give him over. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rav Bishenu Chayav Misa, even though he's not Chayav Misa, Kesheva Ben Bichri, like Sheva Ben Bichri. In other words, as long as they designated one, it's a very big machlokes in Rambam Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says the only time you give over a Jew is if he's already is liable to a death penalty anyway. The Shulchan Aruch says you can give over a Jew as long as they ask for a specific one, even if it's not yet liable to a death penalty. And I'm sure in cases, Rachmana Litzlan, like the Holocaust, this is very much a halacha l'maisa, this type of situation. Okay? Now we have a maisa like this. Ula barka kosher. Tavase malchusa. Yeah.
A quick shiloh was the Nazis would list names every day that people are going to kill. So a father had a situation where his son was the named one, and the shiloh was he found a way that he could save his son, but it somebody meant not to grab somebody else. So he asked the shiloh, can he save his son? Yeah. So the terrorist given to him is, I don't have swarm, I can't give you an answer. So the father's unbelievable answer was, I understand what you're telling me, I'm not going to save this.
Unbelievable answer. Okay. Ula Bakosher, Tavasei Malchusa. Ula Bakosher was demanded by the king, by the kingdom. Orak vazu leilulud. So he went and fled to Lud. Gabi Rabbi Shimon Levi by Rabbi Shimon Levi. Asun vakfu medinas. So they came and laid siege to the city. Armin lo, they said to him, in leis atun yavin lay lon. If you don't give us ula bar kosher, onu mecharvina medinas, we're going to destroy the city. So Soli Gabi Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi went to ula bar kosher. Upaisen convinced ula bar kosher to go for yavin lon and gave him over to the goyim. Avelio zochlo to Avelio Navi Yolif was accustomed Mizgali Lovi to come to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Vlo Mizgali, he didn't come anymore. But Tom came and told me Rabbi Shimon Levi fasted several fasts. Mizgali Lovi and Elio came back. Amar Lei, so Elio said, Vilam Cyrus Ani Nigla, I should reveal myself to people who master Jews over. Amar Lei, so he said, Vilo Mishnah Sisi. So he said, didn't I do like the Mishnah? In other words, it says that that if they designate somebody, I'm allowed to give him up. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So he said, Vesub Mishnas Chasidim he, but Chasidim don't do such things. In other words, if you're a chassid, you wouldn't. So the chaznish says an amazing thing on this. Brings down here in the back. The chaznish says two interpretations in this. First of all, he says that if a person is really a chassid, Hashem wouldn't have caused such a thing to happen by him. If a person is really a righteous, pious person, Hashem wouldn't have put him once in such a situation. That's one thing the chaznish said. Then the chaznish said, and if it does happen, he should daven not for it, and for sure his tefillah will be accepted, and that he won't have to give over this Jew. But others say that that's the chazanish. But others say the pshat is that he shouldn't have gone and convinced him. He should have let somebody else do it, or he shouldn't have done it with such alacrity. He should have waited until the last possible moment when they're actually coming to the city. He should have tried to push it off and not gone and done it with such such haste. Okay. Yeah, the question is though, what he could have done instead. So at least he should have delayed. That's what I'm saying. Okay, very famous case we're about to learn. Very, very famous case in halacha. This specific case, I don't recall. It's possible. I don't recall such things. No, I don't think so. I don't recall. Rabbi Yisi itzitzit b'tzipu sapsusa. Rabbi Yisi was staying captive in sapsusa. On Rabbi Yenis, Rabbi Yenis said, Yikore chames bistino. Prepare for him shrouds. Right? Because he's gone. Rabbi Shemilah, said, Ad on a katil. Either. Here, ad means either. Either I will kill Varnamis Katel, or I will be killed. But regardless, on Ezel, I'm going with Shazid Levichela and saving him by force. Now, also, he went, Upaisun Vyavanle, and he convinced them, and they gave him to Rish Lakish Ravisi. On Malun, so that was not the end of the Maisa. Rish Lakish said to the captors, Vasun Gabi Selon, come to our old man, to our Rebbe, to Rabbi Yochanan, for Matzei Yochanan, and he'll daven for you. Vasun Gabi Rabbi Yochanan, they came for Rabbi Yochanan. Amrelon, Rabbi Yochanan gave them a brocha. Madava Belibchom Abilei, that which you wanted to do to Rabbi Yisei, Yamti Luama may come to your nation. Needless to say, Lomatun Af Yosrus, they hadn't yet even reached the city of Afis Yosrus, Adazukul, by the time which they were all killed, because they had in mind originally to kill Rabbi Yisei, so that what's happened in boomerang on them. Now from here, the post can bring a raya that one is supposed to put himself in a suffix sakana in order to save somebody else's life, because Rish Lakish put himself in suffix sakana, which is a contradiction to the Radbaz and others who say you don't have to put yourself in the suffix sakana in order to save other people's lives. So the thing is that it's not the Achronim say that Beis Yosef, I think, brings this raya, but the Achronim say it's not a good raya because Rish Lakish, first of all, volunteered himself. Secondly, Rish Lakish was an old hand at this because he used to be a bandit himself. So he was a bucky in the malacha. This doesn't necessarily apply to anybody else. Okay? Razir bar Chinana itse b'sabsusa. Zir bar Chinana was staying captive in Sabsusa. Solik Rabbi Yami Rabbi Shmuel ben Faisi Love. Rabbi Yami Rabbi Shmuel went to try and convince his captors to let him go. Armalon, so they said, Armalon Zanvaya the Malkasa. So the queen of the area, I'm not sure exactly how to translate, but the queen of the area said, Yalfu bar Raichon. I guess she wasn't able to conquer the bandits herself, but she gave them bracha. Your creator is accustomed avad l'chon nisim to make for your nisim. So you'll get him out. Mashkin bay. In the meantime, the captors raised the price on him. Olo chad sarkei. So one Arab came in. Ton chad safsar, holding a sword. Amar Loni said to the bandits, the captors, Baris of Sira, with this sword, Koto Barnitzur, Barnitzur was the head of the bandits, killed Lachoi, the brother of this captive. So they had Rachmonis on the captive, the Ishtaz of Zirbachinina, they let Zirbachinina go, because his brother was already killed, so they weren't going to kill him as well. Rabbi Yochanan, fascinating case. Rabbi Yochanan, Ikpich, he was mugged. Bale Kanye among the reeds.
Solik
the base virus. He went to base manish. Rabbi Shimon Lokish Shoyle. Shabloch started talking to him. Velomagim, he didn't respond. Amarle, so he's Rabbi Shimon Lokish said to Rabbi Yochanan Ba'ochim, what's going on? Amarle, so he said, I'll tell you. Kolei Varim Pulim Balev. All the limbs are contingent on the heart. Valev told him, and the heart is contingent on the money, literally on the wallet. My wallet is gone, and I feel bad. Amar Lei, so he said, Umaokin. So he said, so Rei Shloi said, what happened? Amar Lei, Davdis Kisi. I lost my wallet. Amar Lei, Markan. So Rei Shloi said, what are you doing here? You're not going to find the base medrash. Amar Lei, so he says, what can I do? Akapchis, Ale Kani, I was mugged in the reed, so I can't get it back. Amar Lei, so Rei Shloi said, you don't have this with these three words. Amar Lei, Chamili Zavisa. So he said, what? You do? Said, show me the place, the angle, the corner where it happened. Nafik mechavile. So Rabbi Yochanan went down and showed it to Reish Lakish. Ak chamisu minrachik. So Reish Lakish saw the bandits at a distance, the pickpockets. Mishraim mitzalto. So he started whistling, and I guess it's a secret whistle. In other words, like he said, you know, you should come to me and give me back the wallet. Amit. So the bandits said, oh, we didn't know we're stealing from Rabbi Yochanan. They were bandits, but they were Reish Shamayim bandits. They were the same bandits who davened before they went to rob the house, right? Say, Rabbi Yochanan, if it's the Rebbe, Yasser Pargo will give him back half of the take. Armelon, Rei Shloka said, Chayechon, Kulan and us, if I want all of the take. Vinos of Kulan, he took back all the money, which was taken from Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, final mice in this parak. That's commands, right? Final Maisa, fascinating Maisa. Diklut Chazira. Diklut was a hog grower. Mechune Talia de Rabbi Yunasiya. So the kids in the house of Rabbi Yunasiya, the Amora, the grandson of Yunasiya, used to beat him up. After time went by, Savin Melch, Diklut became a king. He was upset still, the Jews. Nachas the Pamias. He went down to Pamias once. And he wanted to get the rabbis in trouble. What? The Banyas, right. Shol Kesavin, so he said, Sara Bonin. So he sent messages to the rabbis. Tahavanga, who lived in Tveria. Tahavanga, boy, be by me, be mafke shub so miyad, really when Shabbos goes out. But he said to his messengers, don't give the Jews these messages, only Erev Shabbos, im metume shamsho, as the sun is setting. So they won't be able to get it here on time, and I'll be able to get them through that. They're going down to swim, to go to the mikveh, but they must in the Tveria, in the baths, have public baths in Tveria. Asa Argentine Begabeon. So Argentine, the demon of the bathhouse, came after them. Ubar Rabbi Nasiya Laminza Beis. Rabbi Nasiya wanted to rebuke him and shoo him away. Amalei Shum Bar Nachman. Shum Bar Nachman said, "Arpele, leave him alone. Lenisin Uischami. If he revealed himself to us, he must be in order to make for us miracles." Amalon. So the Argentine started speaking to them. He said, "Maraban Uvdin, how the rabbi's doing?" So Tzon Leovdin, they told him a story that they just got this message from Diklut, and they're very upset. What are they going to do about it? So he said, Amalon. So he said to them, "Schon." Swim in peace. The Variyachon of the Chonisan, your Creator will do for you miracles. So as Shabbos went out, as Shabbos will go out, to Oniyoschun, I'll carry you. Vayeliyoschun, come kumi pili the Pamius. I'll take you to the gates of Pamius. And they took them very speedily right after Shabbos to where they had to go. Okay, so the klutz was defeated on that count. Armalei or Rabbanin Labad, so they said to him, the rabbis are outside. Armalei, so the klutz said, Lo yachmon apai, they can't see me. Ad the inun sakin until they go to the mikvah. Vahava haupei bani, there's a certain bathhouse there. Ad the shiva yom shiva levin, which already heated up for 7 days and seven nights. And it was very hot, and if they would have bathed there, they would have been scalded to death. Norfolk, so Argentine went out, umazga kodemeon, and mixed the bathhouse waters in cold, with cold water, valulon, and they went in, vikramin kumen kume, and they stood before the king. Amar Lunse said, begin to barachon avulachon nisun, only because your creator makes you miracles, atumer vauzi machusa, you have the chutzpah to degrade the king. In other words, I remember when your kids used to throw rocks at me or whatever they did. And now I see you, I can't do anything to you because there's so many miracles. But you guys, you are not good, not right. Armelain, so they said, you misunderstand. We never be Mavazi as king. Tiklu chazira bazina. Tiklu the hog grower we degraded. The Kletianus, Malka. Now that you're the emperor, Tikletianus, lo bazina, we will never embarrass you now. Right, Diocletian, right, that was him. Afilu Kane, nonetheless, we learn from here a Musar Askel. Lo tevazun, lo tevasrun. Do not mock. What? Yeah, here he changes it to lo tevasrun. Do not make a mockery or scoff. Lo beromi zoyer, not a small Roman. Lo bechaver zoyer, and not a small Persian, because you never can tell the next day they might become the kings. Because their kingships are not hereditary. Who knows what would happen next? Okay, let's just start the next paragraph so we can do it. Say we did two blot.
We can say enough.
Right. Hazareh Truma. If somebody plants Truma, Shogig, unintentionally, you fuck, you turn it over. Mazin, if you planted the Truma Mazin, you kind, you continue growing it, but it all is the den of Truma. Whatever grows, Midrabanan. If already grew a third, whether you grew it originally planted intentionally or unintentionally, you kind of leave it in the ground. With pishtam, but by flax, maize, if you planted intentionally, you turn it over. Why do you turn it over? Because there's too much I know otherwise from the reeds. Okay, let's just start the Gemara. He divides it up. Wait a minute. You're finding more the guy who planted Bishoge, because you're making him turn over the crop. The guy that made you allow him to grow. Shouldn't we turn around and say that the guy that is amazing, he should turn over the crop, and the guy that is Shoge, he's allowed to sustain it? No. On the contrary. It's more of a knas to make him keep it. Because if he turns it over, he can replant that year and replant chulin. But this way, he's got to keep it and keep it to truma till the very end. Now, Rav Shumbar Avduroima boy, what if he's a kohen? And he wants to keep truma because it's good for him. So is he believed to say he's mazin and keep a truma? Armulo, so they said it depends. If we knew he planted Bishoge, Lav Koy Mena, we don't trust him. And therefore we say you have to uproot it. And if not, we don't know. He told us we have to believe him. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.